The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishnava, they would never accept salvation from the Khandagiri one. But the Buddha, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Purishasyatmakam kajam sutra bhagmati abhava. By nature, a sutra wants to take shelter of somebody else and leave. So at the present moment, the Kalyuga is associated almost everyone is a sutra. Because nobody can live independently. Kalo sutra samava. Kalo means in this age, this iron age, almost everyone is a sutra. It is very difficult to find out really Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishnava names there are. The most Sudra. Because the other three orders of life are missing. Therefore, at the present moment, there is no need an empty space that is wide, that is worth calling me disagreement and what. So this age is called Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga has begun since the battle of Kurukshetra. We have heard in Mahabharata or in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is living Mahabharata. The battle of Kurukshetra between the two sets of cousin brothers, the Kauravas and the Pandavas, took place under the guidance of Lord Sri Krishna 5,000 years ago. In that battle field, Krishna instructed Arjuna, his friend, the great book of knowledge, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So, human life must be divided into four orders. Varnasam. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Varnasam acharya purushena parakuma. Vishnu arashe pungam nanda sattodhika. The aim of human life is to understand God. That is the main business of human life. Nathaya Vidhu Sahasra Gatim Hi Vishnu. Vishnu is the Supreme Law. Supreme Personality of God. People, they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to understand the law, the Supreme Law, Vishnu. Vishnu means all pervading God. God is not localized. God is all pervading. Just like it is stated in the Brahma Samhita. Ekam Sasaurasayatam Jagadannakoti Yastasti Vasti Jagadannakoyanadantam Anyantarastham Paramanudhyantarastham Gunyam Mahadipurisham Tavamvayam. One primary portion of the Supreme Law, the law that is also described of أعطيت يسر يا معايا أن تروبا عبيان قرآن قرآن نظر روبا بيبيت كل ويقول لقيا معه أطول بوم جمال قرآن الدار So, God has innumerable expense. By one expense, He got the truth that they know. One expense, Mahavishnu is responsible for the cosmic manifestation. He got the truth that they know, Jagadanta Purti. Innumerable universe, the universe We will see the red up to the sky, color around the sky. This is only one universe. There are innumerable universes, Jagadanta Purti. Purti means 100,000 multiplied by another 100. But innumerable. And all these Jagadanta or Brahmanda, or universe, taken together is called the material world. The material world does not make this teeny planet. This teeny planet on which we are living, it is very, very insignificant. There are millions of planets within this universe. It is one out of me. And similarly, there are millions of universes. So within all these universes, all these planets, there are living in. We cannot understand why there is no living entity on the moon planet. According to our Vedic literature, the moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. There is no description that every planet has various types of living entities. Even the sun planet, there are living. So, this planet, we are talking of this planet is called Bhargava. Who are the emperor of this planet, before retirement, he instructed his children, his 100 sons, my dear boy, these human form of life, Nāyana Jīva, this body, Nāyana Jīva Jīva Bhājaṁ Yogi, Jīva Bhājaṁ means there are other living entities on. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Out of that, only 400,000 forms of body are human. Out of these 400,000 species of human beings, mostly they are uncivilized. Out of them, a very few may be civilized. Out of many civilized persons, a very few know what is Vedic knowledge. And out of many persons who know Vedic knowledge, they do not act according to the Vedic instruction. And out of many such persons, there are very few persons who act accordingly to the Vedic instruction. And those who act, they are attached to Paramakamayogika, fruitive activity, that they perform yoga and be elevated to the heavenly planet. These are called Paramakamayogika. Out of many thousands of these persons who are attached to Paramananda, Chakra Veda, one somebody named Gary is one who knows, one who is in perfect knowledge, not perfect knowledge, but passing after knowledge. Yes. And out of many thousands of Gary, one is Mukta. Mukta means liberated. Liberated from material form. And out of many thousands of Mukta, there is very difficult to find out a devotee of Krishna. So, Krishna consciousness, if you are alive, it is very difficult to find out a person who is really. The Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, by the heart. The heart, I tell you, if we need any absolute truth, so we do say that we have to accept food. Well, it is truly not the food for a second time from an ill. And by using that food, it becomes very much fashion. And their sense power is so strong that they actually one doesn't like the having sexual intercourse. And there is no discrimination whether it is mother or sister or any daughter or husband. You find in the whole life, there are no limits. So, become very worried, my dear boy. This life, this human form of life, it is not made for gratifying senses like you all. Now, this is how long you feel. The sound of our own listening without it, then what is it meant? What for? Tamo-rupam putraka. This life is made for the first child of the sea. Tamo-rupam putraka. Why? Why is there this opportunity for that? So he says, the tapo-rupam putraka jiva saptam suddhe. Sapta, you are existent. You are existent. Now your existence is not yours. Because we, all living entities, we are eternal soul, spirit soul. Nāyam haṇṇate haṇṇamāne sarīre. This soul is never annihilated as this thought after the annihilation of this body. Now, throughout the whole world, we are traveling. That is not a single institution. Neither any department of knowledge in the university. To understand that after the structure of this body, I am not this thought, I am this. Hanumāna-sarīde, after the discussion of the body, the soul is not destroyed. Although we are half-sayam, now Hanumāna-sarīde, the soul never takes birth, the body takes. That's like, I am soul, you are soul, we have changed so many bodies. I had a body, a small baby body. That body is no longer existing. Everyone has a very good body. I possess a small baby body. Very good body, a small. Then I possess a boy's body, that body is also gone. Then I possess a young man's body, that is also gone. Now I am possessing one old man's body, 76 years old. But I understand that I had a small body like this. I had a body like a boy, like a child, a young man. Therefore the conclusion would be that as I have passed so many bodies, similarly, when I shall pass this body, I shall exist. This is possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Dehi nasmin yatha dehi, omanam yauvanam jara, tatha dehaṁ yuvanam prāti, dhīra sattvanam yati. Dhīra, one who is cool headed, not but cool. Dhīra sattvanam, he can understand that as one passes through different bodies, being desired, desired tomorrow by the youth and all that. Similarly, this body, when it will be no more existent, now the Hanumana says, this body may be destroyed, but the soul will continue to exist. This is the basic principle of knowledge. This is called spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge does not mean anything else. To understand the spiritual constitutional position of the being, that is called spiritual knowledge. And at the present moment, my constitution, my position is that I never die. Or I never take part. But because I accepted this material body, therefore I have changed. By chance, the man is a part of the heart. Just like we changed our garment. I am putting on this garment. When it is old and not visible, I give it up. I accept another coat of that. Similarly, we have got coat and sack over our position as coat. This heart is the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego. And the gross coat is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky. In these two components, I am coat and energy. Vishwakar says that the poor Vishwama Putraka, my dear boy, in order to get out of this disease condition of life, kindly accept hostility. That's like when a man is diseased, the doctor says that you cannot accept this, you cannot eat like this, you cannot go like this. Don't. Similarly, tapasya means don't. You do not do. Because that living entity with already animal propensity, the animal cannot accept don't. If a tiger is requested, my dear Mr. Tiger, don't eat me. He cannot accept. Because it is animal. But it is human being is trained up in these do's and don'ts. Because that is human. And when, in spite of his difficulty, he accepts them by the order of the Shastra, by the order of the Guru, and that is called Tapasya. That's why we are instructing our students, my dear boy, do not have any sweet sex life. Do not eat meat, sweet sex. Do not indulge in intoxication, after drinking, tea and smoke. And do not indulge in jail. Of course, it is very similar, especially in Western countries. Not now, some of 30 years ago, in the city of London, one of my godbrothers came to preach, and he met Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya asked the Swami whether he can return into Brahma. The Swami replied, yes. We can give up. And we have to give up these four. No business life, no business, no family, no income. He says it is impossible. He is impossible. So actually, in the Western country, these things are ordinary things. So they do not take it as any bad thing or any evil. But according to the Vedic Shastra, these four principles are the basic principle of the four pillars of sinful life. Kriyasnaparadhita yatra pāpasyata yudha. The real purpose of life, as it is advised by Vishwamitra, tapo vidya. My dear God, just accept opportunity and presence for transcendental realization, becoming the platform where God and the attribute. That as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma mein vibham. Jo jana hai vibham. If we can understand God, on the transcendental platform, not with material platform, by imagination or by speculation, that is not God. One has to understand God on the transcendental platform. On this bodily platform, we can understand Vāsu, Om Namo Bhagavate Vāsu. So yes, this is advice. Tato Vishnam. Your dignity, everyone is understanding the evidence. That is that. The police, the ordinary workers, busy workers, happiness is not possible. Therefore, we have to get out of this body, material body, then we are very happy. And the Bhagavad Gita says, Sukham Atman Sukham Jasta Otimiliyodrayam. What is real happiness? That will be realized when you are on the transcendental center. At the present moment, we are on the material sense. The material sense that is this time. We now live on real happiness. Everyone is trying to get happiness. So therefore, Vishwamitra says, Tapo Vishwam Bhutrata Jinam Buddhit Satya. You exist first of all, purify your existence. Then talk of happiness. If you want to enjoy happiness with this power, material power, you will never find happiness. And that is actually experience of everyone. If you say that yes, I'm enjoying this life, very nicely. I don't require to give up this material body. No. It is foolishness. You are not enjoying. You may think so, that the real problem is here. What is that? Janamastu-jara-bhaji-kukhutu-nāna-vastu. You may enjoy very nicely because you are a rich man and you have got money. But what about the question of death? Do you enjoy death? Of course, one who is fasted, one who wants to commit suicide, that is the way. For the same man, that he enjoys first death, old age, and disease. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita points out that you may feel very happy with your so-called material senses, but you should see to the real problem of life. Janamastu jara vyadhi. Birth, death, old age, and disease. So therefore, actual happiness is that when we have birth, this process of liberation of birth and death older than the day. Because we are spirit soul and God is spirit soul, we are also spirit soul. About God it is stated that Abhayaya Supayanari Ananda Rupam Asyam Purana Purusam Navajovana. Purana Purusam means the oldest living entity. But still, he is Navajovana, young. Just like Krishna, he has seen the picture of Krishna, he is finding always a young God. From 16 to 20 years old, we are seeing the picture of Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita, we have gone to picture of Jung. Krishna has at that time great grandson, but you see his picture just like a boy, young boy, very nice. So the spirit is never old. Never old, all are young. If why those are very, the Vedic literature, that in the Vaikuntha Loka, the inhabitants are always young. Exactly like God. God is always young. 15 to 20 years old, just like God. So, Vishal they say that you are wanting, having, and happier. Death does not mean happiness. Disease does not mean happiness. Birth does not mean happiness. Old age does not mean happiness. So what will happen? If you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, then what will happen? That is called illusion, maya. Actual happiness is not there. That the baby teachers are informed, Ramante Yogina Anante. The yogi, they enjoy happiness unlimited. There is no end. Here in this material world, you may enjoy anything, but it will have its end after 2 minutes, that's all. You cannot enjoy happiness. That is not possible. Therefore, but we are helping after spiritual happiness, continued happiness. So he's not saying advice, my dear boy, you take your opportunity. Suppose the monk gave us to Veda Satya. After your free heart, then Brahma Saukham Manantam. Then you get unlimited happiness. So, this is the consciousness moment. It's trying to give the whole human society the direction how it can be yours unlimited. Jina Satya Sudhya. Ravanti Yogina Ananti. Really, those who are yogi, they enjoy being Krishna conscious person, people. They are also yogi, bhakti yogi. They are the best of the yogi. As we see in the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter, in the Kamsa Yoga, as we explain, the Kamsa says, yoginavati sarvisam. Of all the yogi, Yoginam Sadhisam Madhupapa Andarasana. One who is thinking within himself about me, Krishna. Madhupapa Sadhyavan with faith and love. Bhagatimam engaging in my devotional service. Dhamme Vipratama Mata. He is the first class yogi. He is the first class yogi. So we are thinking in this Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone should become first class yogi. And when one becomes first class yogi, first class yogi, then
ලබන්තේ දෝවිනා අනන්තේ
දෙද එනියා ඉදාලා බ්ලිස්ෆුල් ලයිෆ් ඔෆ් ලෝඩ් ලබන්තේ දෝවිනා සත්‍යමා දැන් කියලා සත්‍යම එනි මැදිලා ලවා ඉති නිදාන දෙපො සංකාචාර්යගේ බ්‍රහ්ම භක්තා ජවන විද්‍යා ජවන විද්‍යා the material world, where we are trying to find our happiness, this is false illusion. If you want real happiness, that is the spiritual world. That is the Bhagavad Gita. Tamasi ma, yogi tama. Don't try to be happy in this dark. But real happiness is in the life. Yogi tama. Life. The spiritual world is life. The material world is dark. It is because this material world is dark, therefore we require sunlight, moonlight, electricity and so on. In the spiritual world, there is no need of sunlight, moonlight or electricity. Nagatabha has a thing to do. There is no need of sun, moon, or electricity. These are expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, the human form of life, as it is, as high value, is perfect, is not meant for unnecessarily self-belief. This is not. This is meant for the all and all. Not for the human. This is it. The human life is to make a solution of all problems. The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. All other problems they are set in the head. So you can conquer that with birth and death and old age and disease. Then for this, here is the dawn of human form of life. Yeah, you take it down. Don't lose it. Don't qualify horse and dog. That is the propaganda of this part of the movement. Don't take it that it is a type of sectarian religion. No, it's a culture. It is meant for every human being. Therefore, we are trying to propagate this movement all over the world. Without any consideration of past, creed, and nation. Because we don't see this is Englishman, this is European, this is American, this is here. No, we are not such people. Pandita, one who is really valid, he sees everyone on equal level. So, spirit soul. Vidyarana Sampadra, in Brahmani, in Gavi, 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 he is equal in knowledge, learning and in God. Why? Because he knows, here is a branch and there is a God. But the God, by form, by what he has accepted is God's body. The Brahmin has accepted by the karma of the Brahmin's body. The king has accepted the king's body. But these are, just like we are sitting here, we are not studying what kind of grace we are holding. Now, you are also not studying what kind of grace we are. We are concerned with theology. It's not. Similarly, we are not concerned whether you are American. Or an Englishman or African or Jewish or there, the cat or dog. We want to believe Krishna consciousness because everyone is conscious. So that consciousness has to be changed. That is Krishna consciousness moment. Sarvopadhinjirinmuktam, tatparatera dirmana. What has to be done? Clear. Clear. What is that clear? So upadhi in Muslim, upadhi. We are called the devil and India. When you come to that pure form of true soul, don't think that you are India, the sense that God, no sense that death. At that time, you do India, your sense, in comparison with the Supreme, that is called Bhakti or Sitaha. So it is not necessary that to become free from all limitations. It is not necessary. Like Ajana Mahaprabhu has given a very simple method, supported by basic evidence. What is that? Paramahamsa Vijayate Sri Krishna Samkirtan Sri Vatsana Mahaprabhu Bhava Mahabharata Nirvana Sri Vaishnava Sanskrita Vijananam Vidyarahum Jivanam Anandam Vatsanam Pativadam Purnananda Svadanam Paramahamsa Sri Krishna Samkirtan. If you try to take this simple process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then you will be happy. Go on chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, then Sita Dasana Mahayam, with that is true. Which are gathered in our heart, it will be clean. And as soon as we are clean, Sita Dasana Mahayam has said, if you want to see your day, how nice is your day, if you take a mirror and if it is covered with dust, you cannot. You just take the dust, cover it on the mirror, and you can see your beautiful day. That will become Sita Dasana Mahayam. Dasana means mirror. So it requires a little creation. And the creation process is so simple that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, it will be clean. Then you will understand what is the real meaning of that, how beautiful is your day. That is called self-realization. Atma-jnana. So, unless one will come to the platform of self-realization, that we are in the sun, so long we are not saved. Parāpāyaskāva-dhāpāyaskāva-dhāpāyaskāva-dhāpāyaskāva-dhāpāyaskāva-dhāpāyaskāva-dhāpāyaskāva. Without self-realization, whatever we are asking, we are piling up the stones and woods and iron in such skyscrapers of our So we may do that, but it is our disease. It is not mountain, it is disease. Parāmadaskāra-dabhoga-jāta-jāvana-vijñāsa-kohāsa-tattam. If we don't inquire about ourselves, what I am, why I am putting to this miserable condition of life, but they always, and there are so many others. Unless you come to question why your human life is not perfect. So our Krishna consciousness moment is universal. It's meant for everyone, any process is very simple. Simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. But if you think that I am not satisfied by accepting the simple process, I must go to science, philosophy, logic. Yes, we have about dozens of books. 400 pages each, at least. We have about 12 books. You can read them. Go to science, philosophy, logic. Sociology, politics, anything, you will understand for this issue. Thank you. Just here, you are
if being incarnated from various bodies, child body, boy's body, youth's body. This is reincarnation. There is no question of belief, it is a fact. If you do not know it, it is ignorant. But it is a fact.
Love of God, and then you will stop killing and slaughtering each other. That's enough.